Got any? So to chazer over what we were saying was, and for those that weren't here for Das Tvunais, so there's a reason why we decided to learn this after Das Tvunais, because in Das Tvunais he explains that the whole concept of Toiv and the Bria is so. The whole way that we can, the whole way that we, the whole way that we explain Ra and Toiv in the world is that, my wife's coming home. That Ra means that there's something covering over the presence of Hashem in the Bria. Toiv is the Giloy of Hashem in the Bria. And the Ramchal explained that the whole purpose of creation of Ra, there's no reason why Hashem created Ra in the world. The whole purpose why Hashem created Ra in the world in the first place was only so that we have a chelek and a job and a mission to reveal Hashem by defeating the Ra. The Ra was created in order to be defeated, and therefore, when we defeat it, we bring out the Gilui of Hashem in the world. When we bring out the Gilui of Hashem in the world, now we participated in showing that really everything in the world is up to Hashem, right? And what's interesting is that a lot of that was Ramchal. That was Ramchal. So now he goes into explaining the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah in that context. So let's start from the beginning of the Maamar again. I made a few copies, but not enough. So whoever wants to follow along with me, it says Indian Mash B'Kedushas Hashem Mosifin Uvechein Iskad Hashem. Da, you should know. Kinei Bechlal Ha'olam Yesh HaTov V'Hara. The world has good and bad, which is what we explained, which is what we're calling. Toiv means toiv are those things which bring out the Giloy of Hashem in the world. Ra are those things which cover over the Giloy of Hashem in the world. So when a Russia comes and conquers a country in war and says, "Oh, look how strong I am! I just conquered a country," that's Ra, because now he is conquering over and covering over Hashem's Giloy in the world. He makes himself sound like he's strong. When someone's machnia themselves to Hashem, that's Toiv. Enushi, so how does that manifest itself in mankind? Yisrael v'umas ha'olam. The mission of Yisrael in the world is to reveal the Gilui of Hashem, and the umas ha'olam are really the ones that are covering over the Gilui Hashem. V'hinei tikkun ha'olam hu. What is the tikkun of the world? She'a toiv sholet v'hara nechpe. That Toiv is in charge, and Ra is subordinate to the Toiv. So we discussed, do you need to have that the Goyim get totally obliterated and destroyed in the world in order to have the full Tikkun Olam? The answer was no. As long as they understand their position when Mashiach comes, that Melachim, that the Goyim will be your slaves, right? In other words, that their mission becomes subordinate to our mission. So now they also have a share in the mission. Bring out the Yichud Hashem because they're helping us. An Uber driver one time, he was driving me, and then he says, "Are you Orthodox, Jewish, whatever?" Fine, he figured it out. The baseball cap didn't work, so he says, "Do you what does that mean?" I says, "It means that we follow a Kodesh Bar, we follow everything it says in the Torah, literally, you know, everything it says there." So he says, fine, they asked me a few questions. So he says, do you believe this thing that when your Messiah comes, we're all going to be your slaves? I said, yeah, of course I believe that. 100%. So he said, at least we're offering you the chance to be our slaves. You believe that everyone that doesn't believe in your thing is destroyed for eternity. So what are you looking at me like? You know, he was trying to say, like, racist against the Muslim. So I said, what? Yeah, and then I said, oh, by the way, this is where I have to go. Just leave me right here. But anyway, so point is that the Ummah Soil do have a place to be part of the mission, but it's only if it's nichbet to us. Uvimina enushi, Yisrael Sholtim, tachtam. When this is like this, hine toiv lakol. When everything is settled like that, Klaizot, like the day, I think in the entire history of the world, this only happened once, is in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. And the days of Shlomo HaMelech is when things were in this way. that the entire world was subordinate to Shlomo HaMelech. He was the king, the most chashuv king in the world. Everyone wanted to be part of his melucha. Everyone knew he was the Iker, and everyone was trying to support his melucha. And he was there to bring out the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So really, I think that in historically that was the time period that that existed. So he says, when that's happening, tov lakol, it's objectively good in the world. Kineh kedusha meira, kedusha, which is clarity of Hashem in the world, is meira, is shining through. B'Yisrael, umeschazek es bam, and it's getting strengthened through them. U'biyoyis umasoyel mishtabdim tachtam, and since the umasoyel are subordinate to them, niskanim al yadam. Now the chiddush, the umasoyel, not only because they're being subordinate to us, they are gufa getting a tikkun. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says with the stones of Yaakov Avinu, that by him sleeping on them, the stones came to their tachlis. So by the Umas Olam being subordinate to us, they're coming to their own tachlis now. V'nimshach lam hemshach min ha-kedusha, and they're getting part of that kedusha. Ah, however, ima Umas Olam is mispartzim mitachas yadi sof, but if the Umas Olam, we lose control over them, and then they're mispartzim, they're like spread out, breakthrough, and they become in charge. V'yisrael nechnoim, and now we become subordinate to them. Because of Malchus, like you said, Sheba Malchus, he ne Yisrael mafsidim, Paisel loses out, Shem b'shiflus, because they're on a lower level. That kedusha in mischazek es boilam, and there's no room for the kedusha to take hold in the world, because who represents kedusha? Klal Yisrael. Yeah, but you guys are, who are you? You're a weak nation eating potato peels. Who are you? You're not the ones that this is not bringing out the kedush, the kik, the gilui Hashem in the world. The place of the Shechina is Klal Yisrael, and it's not strong enough. Because of that, the goyim also lose out, by the way, because they are not being part of the ultimate tikkun of the world. And they're not part of the tikkun of the world anymore. And they are getting further and further from Toiv. Again, in this definition of Ramchal, Toiv means they're furthering themselves from bringing out Hashem in the world. Because what are they doing? Adrabba. They are only man bringing out their own interests in the world. They're not worried about trying to bring out Hashem's interests in the world. However, Shneem Hinei, who he galos Alma. And this depends again, how much is Hashem clear in the world, and how much is Hashem clear in the world, and how much is Hashem not clear in the world? Right? So how much is Hashem clear in the world, and how much is Hashem not clear in the world? Ki'im hi mizgales, hinei ha-toiv sholet. When Hashem is in the world, the toiv is strong. U'magi'a davar li'Yisrael, she'im yishlatu v'hefech b'hefech. So this is the background. He didn't get involved in Rosh Hashanah yet. This is just background, which this paragraph itself was bridge between Das Tvunis and the rest of the Maimor. Okay? The Das Tvunis people are shaking their heads, so they agree with me. Okay. So now what comes on Rosh Hashanah? So now the mystery he's going to try to explain is, what is the purpose of the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah? The Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah are very elusive, very toifus. What are they talking about? They're talking about the Malchus Hashem and all that. Why? So he says a big yisod here. Ulam b'yom Rosh Hashanah. Now we'll focus on the yisod and then we'll answer the question. But first he says a line here, which is a very fundamental line. It says, b'yom Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, ha'adon Baruch Hu, the master of the world, Hashem, oimer kaviyachol b'b'chinas melech al olamai. He is present as the melech of the world that day. Al kein, therefore, hinei asher ru'uyah l'hispalel lefanav, and therefore, we daven that Hashem's malchus should be more present in the world. Dafka on that day, and that the world should come to its tikkun through that. And the purpose of the entire nusach tefillah is for this idea. So he just, put everything out there, and then he's going to explain more. But he's saying, on Rosh Hashanah, the line he says is, Hashem is bebchinas melech al olamayim. Hashem is present in the world as the king. So let's think about that for a few minutes. What does it mean that on Rosh Hashanah Hashem is present in the world as the king of the world? So if he's the king of the world, the idea is You're the king. Today's the day that we should ask, why are you hiding? You're present as the king, so let everyone know that. That's basically, if you're the king, you're present as the king, so we're the only ones that know it. Why? Let everyone know it. How is Hashem present as the king in the world on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, well,
Yeah, that's the
it's
question
like
here.
if he's always Nistor and now he's present, so then he's present. So why are
But
we
it's not
asking if he
Nikar.
should? But
But
so then, so then, if he's not
the
Nikar, then
Hanhaga is
what if
an
he's
Hanhaga
present?
Malchus, because he's using an Hanhaga of Malchus on this day. The Hanhaga in the world. There's a lot of different ways Hashem runs the world. Sometimes it's through Chesed, sometimes it's through Din. The day of Rosh Hashanah, the Hanhaga that Hashem is using to run the world that day is Hanhaga Malchus. Hashem is running the world by being the king of the world.
Isn't he always the king of the world?
He's the king of the world, but he's not always acting as the king. So let me give so now there's a few
Mashal
ways to
time.
understand that. What?
Mashal time.
Muscle time. So very simple. Hashem is always okay. Let's say you have a president of a country, right? So now a lot of times he's an executive and he has a vote and he'll carry out the vote. He doesn't often. At least most people, most presidents, they don't often use their presidential authority over the Senate and over the Congress to, what are they going to do? Whatever comes out is coming. And then they'll go and implement whatever was decided. So they're not necessarily using their presidential abilities. One day he comes and says, well, I'm going to override and I'm going to be present as a president. So today I'm going to decide my own decisions.
Executive orders.
Yeah. So on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is doing mishpat, and he's saying, "I'm taking matters into my own hands, something that only the Melech himself can do." Every other day, whatever happens has already been decided, so it's carrying out decisions. That's not a malchus dika hanhaga. Hashem is the Melech, but that's not malchus because it's just carrying out according to whatever was decided in his hand.
But that
The
implies
Malchus is when he's doing the Mishpat.
a lot of other things in motion that weren't in his decisions before. Now he's taking control back. So where was it
No,
if it
meaning
wasn't a
there's a Hanhaga
decision?
of Malchus, which means if I'm doing that, there's a Hanhaga of Din today on Rosh Hashanah. There's a Hanhaga of Malchus. So Hashem is now present as the king. His Hanhaga in the world is today's a din of, a day of judgment, and we all have to be Mesiaches to Hashem as the Melech. We have to. Relate to Hashem as the Melech. So you're the judge, and everything's up your decision, Boots. Your decision. So if Hashem, now there's a lot of other points to this, okay? But I'm just saying one pshat. Tomorrow maybe we can say another pshat. But pshat, the simple pshat is Hashem is the Melech on Rosh Hashanah. He's doing judgment. Judgment is the act of a Melech. Judgment is the act of a Melech. So now the Hanhaga is Malchus. We're relating to you as the Melech. So now's our time to be Mesayra and say, Hashem, if you're the Melech and you're the king over the world, and this is our Shaklatari now is about that you're the Melech. You're not just implementing and taking control. There's a certain Hanhaga Malchus that we're relating to today, right? It's clear like that in the Tfilos. Today, for these 10 days, we say, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. He's always the Melech. But we don't relate to that Midah. The rest of the year. The rest of the year we're relating to him as HaKel HaKadosh. But all of a sudden now we're relating to Hashem as the Melech. So if we're relating to him as the Melech, so now we want to discuss the Malchus as well. We want to discuss your Malchus. Now your Malchus is not very clear in the world right now. So therefore we start discussing what would it take to make the Malchus of Hashem more clear in the world. And that's kind of the bridge between why on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we start talking about the Malchus of Hashem in the world. That's Ramchal's theory over here. Okay? Now, on this line here, Rav David Kohen in his Sefer has about 10 pages to explain this line of what does it mean? He's Oymid Kabiyachol Bebechinas Melech Aloy. So he summed it up in one way that we're relating to him as the Melech, but maybe tomorrow we'll discuss. Another way.
Isn't
Should we?
David Cohen the pasuk in Hosek in New York?
He is a Pesach in New York, but this one no credit is Rav Shimon Chevron. It's a different
Different.
person. Question is, Rabbi
Not
says,
together.
should we go to the?